Blog Talk Radio.
We go live, y'all go live.
Have dinner in the movies. Out of 10, she was 12. She was all that, and quite sure I was pleased to be a man with her. It started getting late in the evening, yeah, yeah. So I took her home, and then she grabbed my hand, invited me in. I looked in her eyes, said, "You something you don't understand. You're
cute, but not
cute enough for my salvation." I looked at her in her eyes and said,
"You're cute, but not cute enough
for my
salvation."
See, ain't nobody worth me going to hell with a dog, you know what I'm saying? You're cute. Push me away, cause every man in town wants to be with me. Then I said, "No, you got me wrong, mistaken sadly, cause if I lay down with you, I'll disappoint my heavenly daddy, cause we're not married, and I'm attracted to your personality and your mind." Those were the reasons that I thought you were so fine. So let's
their way into this meeting, Lord God, into this fellowship, Lord God. Lord God, according to the apostolic anointing, Lord God, we bind anything that's not of you, Lord God. We bind any witchcraft, Lord God, any spirit of confusion, imps, warlocks, anything that's not of you, any spirit that is not holy. We bring all things under the subjection of the Holy Spirit, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, anoint Pastor Katisha right now, Lord God. Anoint Evangelist Williams right now. Anoint myself. Let the words and meditation of our heart be guided by the Holy Spirit, Lord God. Anything we said, Lord God, and anything we did out of your will, Lord God, we repent in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Now, Father God, take all three of us, take our natural state, Lord God, out of the way, and let you be glorified, let you be magnified, and let the devil be terrorized. Let there be breakthrough in the living rooms, in the bedrooms, in the houses of people that are hearing this broadcast on tonight, Lord God. Let us be in the same mind and the same spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the word that go forth tonight, Lord God, fall on good ground, giving it a abundance in the harvest, Lord God, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold, Lord God. But we ask the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, touch Pastor Hill, the engineer, Lord God. Touch Pastor Shula, Lord God. Lord, touch the men of God, Lord God, that are behind the scenes making it all happen, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Send your angels across the airways, touching and sanctifying these lines, Lord God, whether it be cell phones, whether it be landlines, whether it be internet, Wi-Fi, Lord God, access, Lord God. We decree it so in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 We give God praise on tonight. Amen. Like I said, you're tuning in to the Mantle of God on the Spot, Nathan, hosted by Interpraisement Media. We give honor and praise to all the pastors who are on the line, Pastor Hill, Pastor Shula, amen, and also Pastor Katisha, Evangelist Williams, myself, Minister Brown, amen. So we're going to just open it up and just say hi, hello to our co-host, Evangelist Williams. Praise God, woman of God.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, man of God.
Amen, amen. It's an honor and privilege to have you with us again, amen. I know you're a busy woman of God, amen. So it's an honor and privilege to have you among us, amen.
Amen. Good to be here tonight. I'm excited.
Amen, amen. Amen, amen. I know you're excited. Pastor Katisha.
Hallelujah. Give God highest praise. He's worthy of all praise and all glory and honor, and truly to be in his presence, always in his presence and in the presence of the saints of God. Truly it's an honor. Praise his name.
Amen, amen, amen. If you desire prayer or any requests, amen, you got prayer requests, you need healing, you have any things that you're going through, you may be bound or you feel like the adversary is trying to come against you in some areas, do not hesitate to call at 347-945-5416. That's the Mantle of God. And you just press 1, you're tuned, you get locked right in. I'm going to open up in a psalm. Praise God on tonight. We're coming from Psalm 63, Psalm of David, when he was in the wilderness of Judah. And it reads, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh long for thee. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory. So as I've seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul follow hard after thee, my God. Thy right hand upholded me, but those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes, but the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory, but the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. I just finished reading Psalm 63. And we bless God for the hearers and the doers of God, most holy word, amen, in the name of Jesus, amen. And I'm just going to open up and say that I think it's just very important what he said in verse 5, when he said that, verse 6, pardon self, when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, in the night watches. So I'm just going to open it up to my sisters, amen, pastor and evangelist, amen. Either one of y'all can just tackle this, amen. I mean, what that means to you when you read verse 6 about the night watches and meditation on the night watches? Okay, Evangelist Williams.
Go ahead, Pastor Kachu.
Amen. Okay. Praise God. I was just going to say that, you know, night watches mean, you wake yourself in prayer, or the Holy Spirit's waking you up to pray, you know, during hours of the night, like 3 a.m. prayer that's going on, and, you know, different times of the night, God may call you to be on watch in prayer, supplication for the events of, you know, the day to move the enemy out the way. It's a Jewish belief. They believe that if you get up and pray before dawn in the, you know, near the watches of the night, that you are moving the enemy, the devil, out of the way. So I just believe that, you know, it's a sacrifice. As my brother always says, a sacrifice of time. God sees the heart behind the meditation and the watching, and he is pleased. God is pleased with that type of meditation upon him. Amen.
Amen. Bible says that we should watch and always pray. And even when we're asleep at night, the enemy is still working. So there are faithful prayer warriors that get up during the night to intercede, to tear down those strongholds, to bind up the strong men. We should always watch and pray. We should always, you know, be about our Father's business. Sometimes, you know, the Spirit may wake you up to intercede on someone's behalf. There's always an opportunity for prayer. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I think that's wonderful what both of y'all just now stated, amen. And I just believe prayer is the key, they always said, to unlock the door, amen. And it's definitely going to take more prayer in this season to get us through. It says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. And that standard is prayer. That banner is prayer. That banner is prayer, amen. And obedience to the Lord thy God. We just have to press through. We have to press through. And people don't realize you have to prepare yourself. You have to allow the Holy Spirit to wash you in the spirit realm, amen, before you just go into prayer any type of way. You just can't, you know, I know the scripture said, we'll come boldly to the throne of grace. You have to be armed with the information. You know, if you messed up, yeah, you come boldly to the throne of grace. God, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. But it's very important to be armed with the information that is necessary, that God requires of us, because he even said in the Old Testament to meditate on these laws, that don't let the book of the law depart out of their mouth, but meditate on it day and night. So it's very important to be armed with the information when it comes to prayer, just knowing your rights as a believer, knowing that we are royal priesthood. You know, because if you don't know these things, you can be limiting yourself and thinking that we're still under the Aaronic priesthood, you know, that Levitical priesthood, you know, but we are under the order of Melchizedek, amen, and that's the anointing of the priesthood that we're under, amen, which Christ is our high priest, amen, and so we are able to come to God, amen, and just really press in. Through Christ Jesus, we're able to go not only beyond the veil, but to present our bodies a living sacrifice, allowing his glory to consume us till it becomes a fragrance into the nostrils of God, and to allow us to just transcend into the third heaven, amen, to where God is and to where he can just answer our prayers, amen, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. One of your sisters have a scripture reading while, and if just and also call 347-945-5416. If you're on the line, you desire prayer, you need prayer for your loved ones, you need prayer. You know, you might be going through, you might have slipped and fell, you might have cussed somebody out, You might have cussed somebody out. You might have slipped and fall. You might have fell in fornication. You might have fell in fornication. You might have slept with somebody who you ain't had no business. Brother might have ran some game on you. Brother might have ran some game on you and said, yeah, God told me you my wife. And, you know, you're fornicated. Amen. Call on in. Amen. I've been there. Amen. I've been there. Been a partaker. Amen. I know that spirit. Amen. So, you know, call, amen, and we'll pray. We'll trust and believe God for your deliverance, amen. We have our pastor and evangelist here who are awesome women of God, amen, who are definitely speaking to your situation, and we'll stand in unity and begin to decree that thing in Jesus' name, amen. If you're bound by the bottle, amen, you don't know how to stop drinking, and you're using scriptures to justify, hallelujah, Jesus. You're using scriptures to justify your stand. You're saying that Jesus turned water into wine. Or that he said in the scripture that a little wine for stomach infirmities. Give me a call, amen. We have the women of God here, myself, amen. We'll definitely pray for you, amen. And because, you know, the Bible says in Proverbs that wine is a marker in the redness of eyes, amen. So just know that we are under a New Testament vow that requires us to be holy. It requires us to be holy, amen. If you got pain in your body, if you're dealing with arthritis, amen, you got arthritis, you got pains in your knees, amen, I want you to call, amen. I want you to call. We're going to pray for you. We know the power of prayer, amen. I've been hurt so many times, and God always showed up, amen. You have to believe the word of God enough to where you can lay hands on yourself and begin to speak to that pain in Jesus' name, and it'll go, because life and death are in the power of the tongue. And you speak to your mouth, and it'll definitely be removed in Jesus' name. Whatever you're going through, thank you, Holy Ghost. You got a son out there in the street, amen. He's rebelling. He's thugging it up. He's gang banging. He's blood cripping in La Familia, Salidos, Nietas. I want you to call in, amen. We're gonna come against that thug spirit in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Pastor, you got our scripture reading?
Praise the Lord. Praise God. I just magnify God on tonight. And this scripture is coming from 2 Chronicles chapter 13, verse 12. It says, God is with us. He is our leader. His priests with their trumpets will sound the battle cry against you. Men of Israel, do not fight against the Lord, the God your fathers, for you will not succeed. Now, this is talking about a certain king, and the king was given this word that God is for them. God is with us. And that's, as saints of God, as children of God, we have to believe that every moment of our lives that sometimes you may not, but where is God in this situation? Where is God in this circumstance? Your child is out there in the street. Your child is being disobedient and rebellious and this and that, and your husband is not acting right, and your wife is not acting right, and you know, having a tendency to gravitate toward the world and worldly standards. But glory be to God. God says that He is with us, and know the enemy is fighting against, amen, the plan of God and the saints of God. We can stand firm on His word and say that Jesus is Emmanuel, His Holy Spirit living within the believer. Amen. Confirms that we have a deposit of a great inheritance, praise God. And so therefore, which the Holy Spirit makes intercession for the saints, as our Lord Jesus Christ also makes intercession and forever makes intercession in the heavenly realms for us as He sits at the right hand side of God. We as His saints, as the people of God, have the tool, have the source of intercession to pray for one another, to be in prayer. And that's what we're talking about tonight, to be in supplication one for another. Amen. And that we are family. We are the same family. And we are called Jesus Christ our Lord, and we are living according to the holy, righteous life unto God. We are the same Father. Amen. Because we have turned away from sinning and we have turned to the living God. We have, amen, the privilege to approach the throne of grace and mercy, amen, in our time of need, and in the time of need of our brothers and sisters. That's why we're here. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus, on tonight.
Amen. Amen, Evangelist.
I have 5:36, and spake also about a parable unto them, no man putteth a piece of new garment upon an old, if otherwise the new maketh a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new agrees not with the old. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottle and be spilled, and the bottle shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. No man also having drunk old wine straightway desires new. And he say, this the old is better. We're being changed every day. New wine is the gift of God. We have to remember that old wine is valued, it's mellowed, it's cherished. But Jesus is telling us that we cannot change without changing ourselves. We have to be saved by him and by his grace. We can't, every day we have to take our old wine and the things that we value, the things that the world expects, old hurts, the things that concern us, and put them before God. And let the new wine, the Holy Spirit, bless us. Amen. God has brought us out of the darkness into the marvelous light, and we are new creatures in him. Amen. We can't put new wine in old wineskins. We need to grow daily by his grace every day. And every day he is changing us and making us into new creatures. Isaiah 45 says, I have not spoken a secret from somewhere in a land of darkness. I have not said to Jacob's descendants, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak the truth. I declare what is right. Gather together and come, assemble yourselves, you fugitives from the nations. Ignorant are those who carry about idols of wood and pray to gods that cannot save. Declare what is to be presented. Let them take counsel together, who foretold this long ago, who declared it from the distant past. Was it not I, the Lord, and there is no God apart from me, a righteous God and a Savior? There is none but me. Turn to me and be saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Strength. Amen.
Amen. So how important is it is, as you were just expounding on that, the scripture about the old wine and new wineskins, how important is it to get rid of that, and how could that hinder you in prayer? Taking that old wine, amen, those old, that old mindset, that old junk, that old man, that old cigarettes, that old cussing, that old common law marriage. How important is it to get rid of that old before you try to bring it in with the new? How would that hinder your prayer?
It's very important because your old man is your old mindset. It's your old ways. It's your old way of thinking. You know, we have put on the mind of Christ. We put the helmet of salvation on. We put on righteousness. And your old man is not righteous. Your old man is dirty. You know, so we can't come into a new place in the Lord and expect to look back. The Bible says we put our hand to the plow and look back. We're not fit for the kingdom of God. So yesterday is gone and today is a new day. We're a new man in Christ. We're a new creature. We've been born again. We've been sanctified by his blood. Amen. We've been cleansed and washed. So how can you walk upright and walk in righteous garments? As Ephesians 6 says, in his armor, how can we walk upright before the Lord if we're always looking back? Yesterday is gone. That old man has to die, and you have to put on new clothes. Amen. You have to take the grave clothes out like Lazarus did, and you have to put on new clothes. You know, he was wrapped up in grave clothes. But Jesus told him to come forth, and when he told him to come forth, he came alive again. He put away those dead things. We have to put away our dead clothes, our old clothes, and put on the garment of righteousness. Amen?
Amen, amen, amen. Pastor Catrice?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. I just don't have any comment, but I just bless God for what was said and what was shared. Amen.
Amen, amen. Our next scripture that we're going to be talking about is comes from the book of Luke, the same book, Luke chapter 2, and we're going to start at verse 36 through 37. That's Luke chapter 2, verses 36 through 37. And I want the women of God, and listen, the callers, if you listening, if you got your Bibles open, amen, And we're sitting here with Pastor Katisha of Mercy Tabernacle in Tennessee. We're also sitting here with Evangelist Williams from Meriden, amen, Connecticut, amen. And just call in, amen. We're about to get into Luke, the second chapter, which talks about this phenomenal prophetess named Anna. And then you can just call the mantle of God. Our number is 347-945-5416. For those of you who are on the line, on the phone lines lighting up, you can just push one if you want to jump in on this conversation. Amen. If you got your prayer request, make your petition known. You can definitely hit us up and do so and govern yourselves accordingly. But the scripture says, verse 36 of the second chapter of St. Luke, there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher, and she was of a great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity, and she was a widow of about 84 years. Watch this. Which departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers night and day. Okay? It didn't say she served day and night. The Bible makes it clear she served night and day. Wow. So we're going to open this up. Amen. We're talking about Anna the prophetess and her prayer and her supplication. Pastor Katisha, you want to comment on that? What that scripture means to you? What is it saying?
Praise God. Just that she, Prophetess Anna, was most indeed dedicated to the Lord and submitted herself unto him and unto the upbuilding of the kingdom. Well, and until Jesus, amen, was birthed out, amen. And it was like she was fasting and praying for that very thing, for that very moment. She was fasting and praying for him to be birthed out into the natural. Jesus always existed. Amen. Praise Jesus.
Amen. I think we got a caller. Amen. Welcome to the mantle of God. Caller, are you there?
It was a Friday at the church.
Okay, let me try again. Hello. Welcome to the mantle of God. Caller. May I have your name, please? You're on the air. Okay, I think we lost our call at this time. But yeah, I totally agree with you. I definitely agree with you, Pastor Katisha, concerning Anna the prophetess. I mean, Anna, she lived a life of fasting and prayer. That's what it came down to, fasting and prayer for this particular woman of God. She prayed night and day. And, you know, she went into the wee hours of the night, and prayer found itself at her doorsteps. It found her on her face even to the daylight hours. So she would pray from night and day. You know, to serve God with fasting and prayers night and day. Not day and night, but night and day. Amen. This was a lifestyle for her. This was a culture for her. Amen. And the Bible says she departed not from the temple. And what does that say to us? It says how important it is for us not to depart from the presence of God. Not to allow his presence to depart from us, to always stay in the right atmosphere. We got to stay in the right atmosphere with God. We definitely have to stay in the right atmosphere, the right mindset. Not only the right mindset, but just being on one accord with God. Just making sure that not only we're baptized into his body and we in him, but he's in us. Making sure that he's in us. Amen. But Anna, she lived a life. I mean, she was a widow. I mean, this woman of God, she lost her husband. Okay? And then what that says to me, amen, if I might just go on. What it says to me, amen, she was a woman of God. She was a prophetess. She lost her husband. So there was a tearing in the spiritual realm. There was a tearing in the spiritual realm. And now she got to learn how to be one with herself all over again. She's no longer attached to the man that she's been married to for all those years. She's back one with herself. So now, as a mouthpiece of God, that's an adjustment within itself. That's an adjustment within itself. So now there's a different type of anointing that comes with that. So now she got to go back to God and just really allow him to rebirth her out again in the spirit realm, to rebirth her out again in the spirit realm. And a lot of people don't realize that the prayer and the fasting and the night watches prayer, that's what's birthed out your ministry. I often say this. This is what birthed out your ministry. This is what, if you're desiring to know what your call is in God, amen, you begin to fast and pray. You begin to fast and pray, amen, and seek God, amen, and God will let it, he will let it be known. You know, all two of the women of God that's on his line, amen, I mean, we're firm believers, amen, in 3 a.m. prayer. Because some people might say, well, I can't get up that time of morning because I got to go to work at 6 o'clock. But we're talking about God. See, we're talking about God. See, and see, that's why you in the state that you're in right now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, see, you don't want to sacrifice your time for God. And see, God, see, the Holy Ghost sees you. The Holy Ghost sees you when God taps you in the night hour. Between 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, say, get up and pray. And you think, it's, you know, it was a fly or something in the room, you know. And it was an angel, amen, tapping you, saying, the Lord say that God said, get up, get up. And see, you got to sacrifice. Because see, when you sacrifice for God, he will begin, amen, to reveal things to you. Because you're giving yourself away. You're giving yourself away. You're giving your wants and your desires away. Amen. So, Evangelist William, let our listening audience know, what does 3 a.m. prayer, what does that do? What does that do?
3 a.m. prayer.
And how has it affected your ministry?
Well, I can tell you, as a testimony, on this past couple weeks, the Lord has really been dealing with me with 3 a.m. prayer. And it helped me, it gave me new revelation, it gave me understanding, it helped me find out where I was really in him. I was just looking at the scripture about the widow, and then it took me to Martha and Mary, when Martha was busy doing her work, and Mary chose to sit at Jesus' feet, and it said that she chose the good part, the best part. And so the Lord's been showing me that sometimes we get so busy and wrapped up with our busyness and with our life and that we can't focus on what God is really saying. We can't really have an ear to hear what he's saying because we're so busy doing our busy work. And he says it's going to be about business. So this is a time and a season where we really need to pay attention and be about his business. And so the Lord's really just gave me an eye-opening experience. Experience, which I just had to walk through myself to understand, I had no oil in my lamp. I had to restore that the palm oil and the cankerworm had eaten because my focus was off. So sometimes, you know, we have to get into that midnight hour. We have to get before the Lord, and we just have to lay before him and, you know, say, Lord, you know what? I've been busy. Forgive me. I repent. I'm sorry. You know, I've got my focus back. Show me what it is that you have to do. And that's when the birthing comes. And that's when he says, okay, now I got your ear. You know, let me speak into your ear. Let me show you some things. You know, then the dreams come and the visions and everything that he wants to show you because now you're sitting at his feet. And now you're giving him that precious time. So we have to be mindful of how we conduct our day. How much time are we spending on our lives and how much time are we giving to him as a sacrifice? He went to the cross and he sacrificed himself. He sacrificed his life. We are to do likewise. He said in these last days that we're supposed to do greater works than he did, and we can't do greater works if we're doing our work. Amen?
Amen, amen, amen. So I'm going to throw this next question at Pastor Katisha. Amen. So, why do you do 3 a.m. prayer? Why do you do it? You know, a person might say, hey, I ain't got time for that. I pray when I get up. I pray before I go to bed. I pray when I get up. I ain't trying to go through all that. I mean, it's cute and everything what y'all saying, but I just ain't there yet. Because I hear a lot of stuff in the realm right now. I'm hearing that, well, I ain't there yet. You know, that's y'all. You know, I'm not there yet. So what would you say to that person that said, look, I'm a babe in Christ. All right, I ain't there yet. Or I've been saved for 3 years or 5 years, or maybe I've been saved for a while. But, you know, I say my prayers once a day. Can't that one prayer just get me by? Why I got to do all this praying? Why 3 a.m. prayer? What's so special about 3 a.m.? Amen, Pastor.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Truly, God, you know, he's in the midst of any time that we want to pray. But for me, myself, I've noticed a significant difference in my day. Whenever I do 3 a.m. prayer, I'm up before, you know, the enemy will try to come in and try to steal away your prayer. Sometimes you wait till later on, your prayer gets interrupted. If you wait till when people are getting up around the house, the noise is going to interrupt. You can't hear what the Lord is saying. He's speaking to you. And, you know, it's a time you can listen, you know, more than just have your request. You can also just, you know, be quiet and be still before the Lord and hear what he has to say. And as he puts in your spirit, he may put in your spirit different people to pray for, intercede for. And so, you know, it's that type of praying. And though you may say that, you say, man, well, I'm not there yet. I'm just a babe in Christ. But I just encourage you, if it's not 3 a.m., start at 5 and kind of work your way backwards, you know, because you're going to know a significant change in your day and a significant change in the way you walk with Christ. And on your lifestyle is going to change even more. Your the power of prayer in your life and your family's life is going to change all the more. And especially if you are called to a calling within the body of Christ to equip the saints, you definitely want to institute some type of prayer. It may not be for long. You may start out 10, 15 minutes, but God will honor you for the effort that you are putting forth to seek his will during that time. And God will truly bless you. He will bless you. He will bless the prayers that you send up. And, you know, definitely that you're going to notice your lifestyle change. There's a brother named E.M. Bowles that I've quoted online on Facebook, and he's written significant books about prayer. And so he has said that get men to pray and they will quit sinning, because prayer creates a distaste for sinning. So if there's a struggle in your life with sin, if there's a struggle in your life to overcome a certain area, you definitely want to establish a prayer life. You definitely want to see God, because he is the source of a godly life. He is the source of holiness. He is the source of power to overcome. And through him, we are more than conquerors, through him who strengthens us, and we are strengthened through Christ Jesus. Amen. And so he gives us, you know, the renewing of our strength. Amen. Like the eagles, when you come to him and you wait on him in these night watches of prayer, praise the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. We are on the line, amen. This is Mantle of God on the Spot, Nathan, hosted by In the Praisement Media Group, amen. You can definitely check out the link. You got the Facebook links, amen. And they also, Pastor Katisha and Evangelist William, they're also members of the 3 a.m. Throne Room Warriors, amen, group, amen. So definitely, for all y'all frontline soldiers, amen, if you want to stand in agreement with some folks who take it to God in prayer, who are just not talking it, amen, who are just not posting a bunch of scriptures, amen, but folks who are on their knees for the body of Christ, for the fivefold ministry, for those in the body, amen, you definitely want to link up, amen, and definitely in this season, amen. But the number is 347-945-5416. The number is 347-945-5416. Call us, y'all on the line, amen. Definitely press 1 if y'all want to get in on the topic, amen. I know y'all listening on your cell phones and your landlines, amen. I know y'all enjoying yourself, amen, hearing about prayer, amen. We're here every Monday at 9 o'clock a.m., and on Thursday, you have the Men's Room Fellowship, amen. We have the Men's Room Fellowship, amen, where we talk about a lot of topics and we deal with a lot of subjects that are very dear to the men, folks, amen. Just reconciling, trying to be empowering the men, and also giving the sisters a lot of useful information concerning men's, amen. And will we open up the player book, and if you need advice on your relationships, amen, you can definitely call in, amen. But definitely press 1, you can get on this topic, amen. So now, Evangelist William. Okay, so now let me throw a question to you, amen. Because we're just sitting here, we're just having a nice little conversation, amen. And I noticed my sister that I was talking about the prayer, amen. And when okay, you're on your face before the Lord, and you're praying, okay. Now, as we walk this through for somebody who's learning how to press in the prayer, okay, you're laying out before God, and all of a sudden your body heating up. What is that? Amen. What is that? You're before God, and now you're... Go ahead. I think it's Evangelist that's speaking.
Hello?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and answer.
That's that power of God. That's that fire that shut up in your bones. That's God's anointing. Amen? He's come to commune with you. Amen. Where is our communication with God? You know, I don't know. It's just the power of God. You just feel the power of God.
Amen. 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 Pastor Katisha.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory unto God. I mean, just prayer just is all powerful. And just seeking God and seeking His face. And so, I mean, God is wanting us to come to Him. This is, I'm going back to the brother Ian Bounds for a moment. He says, the church has a priority to teach the people of God to pray. Its primary duty is to create and foster righteous character. This is its very first business. And you get the righteous character by being with the one who is righteous, and the righteous one is Jesus Christ and God. So, you know, you don't get righteousness of yourself, because our righteousness is a filthy rag. You get religion, you get, you get activities, you know, those type of things going for you. But prayer, spending time with God, is of the first priority, because then you will have the righteous living that comes forth out of that prayer. And so that should be the church's main priority, the people of God's main priority, is to lead people into the prayer room and the prayer closet with God. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to read a text from Matthew Henry. Amen. Matthew Henry, he made a comment about when Jesus said, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. Okay, sounds like we got another caller. Amen.
Yes, Pastor.
Yes.
Elaine Reddish calling. And I'm calling on behalf of a lady that I met last year in North Carolina. She lost her husband the same year as mine, but she's been having some problems getting through. And my daughter told me they took her to the hospital with chest pains today, and it's keeping her overnight. And also, I want prayer for a dear friend of mine, Miss Barbara Tyler. Please pray for her. She needs a prayer. And my children, Tasha Osborne and family, Antoine Stewart and family, Jermaine Stewart, and Camille Tempia. I've been calling in prayer for myself, but now it's time for me to pray for others.
Amen, amen. Well, that's what we're here for. We're here for it's the prayers of the righteous, amen, availing much, amen. So what we're going to do, I'll start off prayer, amen, and we'll just go all the way around the board. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Evangelist Williams, go ahead and start it off, and then followed by Pastor Katisha, and then I'll wrap this up, amen. We'll just divide these prayers, amen, and just go ahead how the Holy Ghost leads you. concerning her the children, concerning the healing, and concerning wellness, and coming against that sickness, and for the family. Amen. In Jesus' name. Evangelist Williams, go ahead.
Power in your prayer, God. We thank you, Father, for the healing power, Father. We know that we have opportunity. You provide the stripes, we are healed, God. Father, you said anything we ask in your name, we will do it, God. Father, we ask that you bless the man, Father, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Father. In the name of the room, God. Send your Holy Ghost power, Father. Anoint him afresh and restore him renewed, God. Let him be a testimony unto you, Father. We praise you today, God, as we magnify you, as we glorify you, God. We ask, oh, God, that you send your angels, God. Hallelujah, to minister to the saints, oh, God. Father, we thank you, God. Hallelujah, that you shall, Lord Jesus, touch the doctors, touch the nurses, God. Touch everyone's hand, oh, God, that touches him, oh, God. Let your power, God, rest upon him, Father. And the dew in the morning, God. We thank you, oh, God, for you are the glory and lift of our head. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Anyone that comes to you will not be denied, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To ask for intercession, Father, on her family, for her family, Father. We thank you that you bless her, Father. Hallelujah for her obedience and her diligence, oh God. Hallelujah. She comes to the focus to ask for prayer, God. Father, bless her, Father. Strengthen her household, oh God. Strengthen her children. Come against, Father, peer pressure, Father. We thank you, God, that you are the deliverer, the healer, the restorer, God. Father, we ask you, God, that you, Lord Jesus, be glorified in our life. Be magnified, God, as we exalt you today, God, as we stand in the gap for our sister, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, for you are the soon coming King, God. Hallelujah. You would not want anyone to perish, God. Hallelujah, that all would be saved, God. We ask, oh God, you to bless those children, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, watch over them as they go to school, God. Hallelujah, protect them, oh God, from stray bullets, oh God. Hallelujah, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you're covering with your precious blood, Father. We thank you, we praise you, we give you the glory, and we can do that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Father God, we just pray, God, for the situation, Lord God. We pray for the healing, God, of the lady, Lord. God, we ask you to touch in a mighty way, God. It's by your stripes you heal, God. And God, we thank you for being the healer, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you that you will heal, and she shall be healed. And save her, she shall be saved, Father God. For you are her praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send the Son of Righteousness for healing and increase, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, we ask you anointing, God, to flow of her body, God. We call those things as though they were, Father God, that you encourage her heart, Father God. Her heart is broken over her loss, God. She's grieving, Father, in the name of Jesus. But you are the comforter, God. You are the great comfort, Father, in the name of Jesus. And console her spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And restore her, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And oh, give her peace of mind, Lord God, a peace that's the path of all of this. Standing, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we ask you to surround us, God, with people who understand, God, and be a support and encouragement for us, poor, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh Lord, we thank you for strength that you would give it to her body, God, quickening her spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I just ask, God, in a mighty way, God, you will do more than we can ask or think in these prayers, God. You can do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ and that, Father. Oh, God, I praise you right now, God, oh, for your Holy Spirit, God, oh, for your power, Lord God, oh, God, for your strength, Lord God, for your joy, God. Joy, God, weeping may endure for the night, but God, joy will come in the morning, Father God. God, we just pray, God, you just move, Father God, by your spirit, Lord God, and touch, God, touch in a mighty way, in Jesus' name, God, in Jesus' name, glory be unto my Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, I pray even before going into the other people, Lord God, I pray for the caller right now, Lord God. I come against everything right now by the blood of Jesus. I come with the authority in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I ask that you touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Let every spirit that came in contact of our household, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I ask, Lord God, that you release angels, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, to that house, Lord God. Lord God, we send the word of God, Lord God, to take authority over every spirit in that house, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Lord God. I come against that, Lord God, with the blood of Jesus upon every door post, Lord God, with angels dispatched on every area of that household, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, touch that individual in the house, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. All confusion and unruliness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. For you said rebellion is the sin of witchcraft, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But we're so glad, Lord God, there's a balm in Gilead. There's a healer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let every spirit be brought under the anointing and the power of God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. For the yoke and the burden has been destroyed because of the anointing, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your authority, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you, Nicole, go and sin no more in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for our family, Lord God, even for the little ones, Lord God. For we must come as a little one, obedient, Lord God, and mindful, and humility, Lord God. For you give grace to resist the proud, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you that it's healing in that family right now, Lord God. We thank you that it's been a shift in the atmosphere right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. God, you're so awesome, Lord God. God, you're a refuge, Lord God, a strong tower, Lord God. Lord God, show her, Lord God, that we need to hide up underneath the healing of your wings, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, hide that family in the cleft of the rock, Lord God, that they may see your goodness, Lord God, that they may see your strength, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, right now, Lord God, that you're working out right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God. Even as you begin to confirm something concerning her church family, Lord God. Lord God, even right now, Lord God. Even the situation with her church home, Lord God. Lord God, work it out, Lord God. Work it out, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God.
Jesus.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. And I'm going to say this to your sister. Just make sure every area of your life that it is the blood covering the door. Amen. Make sure that it's the blood of Jesus that's covering every door in your life. Amen. Make sure that you give no place to the devil. Make sure that you give no place to the devil.
Amen. Yes.
No place. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank you for calling the mantle of God. We're here every Monday at 9 o'clock, amen. Just begin to tell your friends, amen, and tell your family, amen. They have somebody here that's standing in agreement. We are on our watch post, amen. In Jesus' name. We definitely thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And God requires, amen, obedience better than sacrifice, amen. God wants us to definitely be obedient to him in this season, in this hour, amen. Amen. Definitely, saints of God, and to y'all that are listening via internet or those who are on the phone line, amen, you got your prayer request, amen, just call right on in, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, and just pull it down. Whatever need you stand for right now, just push 1, amen. 347-945-5416. That's 347-945-5416. It's the mantle of God on the spot. Nathan, hosted by Interpraise Media Group, also joined by Pastor Katisha Mercy Tabernacle out of Tennessee, and we also here with Evangelist Williams. Amen. In Jesus' name, author of the book that's coming out, Ruth. Amen. Now, I don't know if I got the title right. Amen. Virtuous Woman Ruth. Amen, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. But I was about to read, amen, by the time the caller just called just now, I was about to read what Jesus said. Watch while I go and pray, amen, while I go and pray. And Matthew Henry said something profound. He said, I lost my spot, but nevertheless, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read what the Lord put in front of me, because I believe I was going somewhere else. And I guess the Lord said, go somewhere else. But he said, Christ was led as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sacrifice to the altar. Wow. Even the mercies of the wicked are really cruel. Taking the cross from him, they compel one Simon to bear it. Make us ready, O Lord, to bear the cross thou hast appointed us, and daily to take it up with cheerfulness, following thee. Was ever sorrow like unto his sorrow? And when we behold what manner of death he died, let us in the behold with what manner of love he loved us. As if death, so painful a death, were not enough, they added to it its bitterness and terror in several ways. Amen. So just know, saints of God, amen, and just know as we pray, amen, as we just stand in agreement, amen. And if you look at our country, amen, our country just in so much of a state right now, amen, the economical side of things, the terroristic side of things, amen. But you know, it should not be no surprising thing to the people of God, amen. If you're able to discern the times, discern the hours, praise God, because we're truly in the last days, amen. And we are ushering in, amen. God is ushering in the restoration of this church age, the apostolic anointing, and a lot more denominations are wising up because they're getting hit with so much spiritual warfare, and now a lot of denominations say, hey, we definitely need to line up, amen. We need this apostolic anointing that be able to cause a complete flow in our ministry, or just get obedience to God, amen, in Jesus' name. And a lot more people are just starting to line up with the things of God. So we praise God on that on tonight, amen. We praise God, amen. But my next question, and y'all who are listening via online, just press 1 or call us up. We're definitely here till 10:30, amen. We'll be here till 10:30 tonight, amen. But how important, what is the blueprint? If y'all look at the tabernacle, Evangelist Williams, when you look at the tabernacle, how can a person use that as a blueprint for prayer?
You look at the tabernacle?
Yes, when you look at the tabernacle, the blueprint of the tabernacle, like, you know, you're starting at the outer court and then, you know, venturing in, how would you, a person, go about looking at that and just catching a revelation of what God is saying when he showed the pattern to Moses and really what the Spirit was saying at that time? Concerning ushering into prayer.
Okay, you go past the outer court, do the brazen, to the brazen altar. It just shows that we have come the outer court. Not everybody can go inside into the Holy of Holies. We've come to a place where everybody can come to the throne of God. At one point, only the priests were allowed in, but Jesus came and died on the cross so that all men can go to the throne of grace, to the mercy seat where Jesus sprinkled his blood. We can go past the outer court into the holy place, past the brazen altar, then we could go before the Lord and lay before his face. There's no, Jesus is our mediator. He did away with all the formality of the tabernacle. He is our tabernacle, amen. He's made us the priests. And by the cleansing of his blood, by going to Calvary, he has given us the ability to go to his throne by his grace. He's given us the power to overcome the enemy, to conquer death, to bring healing, to defeat the demons, you know. Through his power, he opened up our eyes. He changes our heart, he heals our wounds, he grants wisdom. You know, so the power of God should never be underestimated. It draws us to his glory and to his infinite power, and we no longer have to wait outside of the courts, but we can boldly go to the throne of grace because of his blood that was shed. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Katisha, you still with us?
I am, praise God.
Amen. So if a person don't have the Holy Ghost, if they don't have the Holy Ghost, but yet they still pray, they're like, look, I ain't in the church, but I recognize God. I ain't got no Holy Ghost or nothing, but I pray every morning before I go to work. I mean, you know, I tell God, you know, forgive me because we sin daily. you know, that ideology. How would a person deal with that? What would you tell a person that's listening right now? They say, listen, I don't go to church. I ain't know nothing about no Holy Ghost. But I pray. How effective is that?
I would just, you know, try to, you know, pray with them, first of all.
Did we lose her?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello? Did we lose our call?
This is Pastor Gatista. You was asking me? Hello?
Seems like we're experiencing technical difficulty. Engineer, you still with us?
No, she's still there. Hello, this is Nathan. This is Nathan. She's still there. She's talking.
Praise the Lord.
Pastor Brown. You can go ahead, Pastor Patrice.
Okay. I was going to say that, you know, praying with that person and really finding out what their relationship with Jesus Christ is, because truly that's what is of importance, the main importance, and to have that reconciliation with God, because we know that many other different religions, the false religions pray. You got the, you know, the devout Muslims that pray how many times a day? They pray several times a day. But they're praying to Allah. They're not praying to the Father that we know, who is the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and who is our Father. Amen. So we want to make sure that person truly has salvation, that they truly know Jesus as Lord and Savior of their life. Because if they confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of their life, then they should have a heart ready to receive the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus said he would baptize with the Holy Spirit. And so to those who believe, those who call on his name. And so the Holy Spirit is an intricate part of a believer's life. And to bring in all the words of Christ to remembrance as a counselor, as a comforter. And also he is an intercessor to help us to pray. I believe help us to pray righteously according to God's will. And because we can pray in the flesh, we can. The scripture says that we can pray amiss. We can miss it because we pray according to our fleshly desires. We're not praying according to God's will. And so the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, making intercession with groans and moans that we do not understand. So I would just counsel you first. Let's see if you got salvation. Let's test the Spirit by the Spirit. See if you know the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, you shall receive the Holy Spirit, amen, and pray according to the will of God, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. You know, it's funny that you said that because, you know, I have the honor and privilege. I've talked to many Muslims, and their thing is like, look, Jesus is. You know, we have Jesus in the Quran. We have Jesus in the Quran. We have the prophets in the Quran. So, you know, y'all the one that got it messed up. Y'all praying to three gods. Y'all praying to Father, Son, Holy Ghost. He said, Allah has no partners. Allah has no partners. He begots no one. Matter of fact, in the Quran, Jesus will stand up that day and said, I didn't tell you to worship me. I tell you to worship Allah. You know, so the thing that they really miss is the enemy tries to get them to focus on not having an atonement for sin, thinking that you have your own righteousness, and then that you can go to the Father boldly and say, forgive me. You know, every account of the Father in the Holy Scriptures, in the Bible, you know, you can't run upon a Father like that. You had even a priest and all his garbage and everything. You had to be careful stepping to the Father. And most of these brothers smoking and drinking and everything, and they turn around, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah, and then end up going there, and then end up going there. But every account of the Father, amen, you go into the presence of Jehovah, Yah and Yahweh, amen. You go into his presence, amen. you see that there was such reverence, amen. You had to have bells wrapped around you, amen, because if you just, you just fall out dead and they had to bring you out of there, amen. They had to bring you out of there, amen. So nobody can go directly to the Father. And I'm going to make this clear, amen, because I know we have a lot of young folks listening, amen, and they listen to a lot of Tupac talking about, well, only God can judge me, man, only God can judge me. Let me tell you something. You don't want God to judge you. That's why we got Jesus. And if you keep holding on to that mindset, you're going to find yourself at the white throne judgment. Okay? And you don't want that. You don't want that. Okay? You don't want that. You don't want to end up at the white throne judgment. You want the judgment seat of Christ. That's what you want. You want to be having a little talk with Jesus about your service you did while you was employed or working for him at his church, and for his church, amen. You know, part of his church, amen. You know, you don't want to be in that number of, I should, I could, Lord help me, you know, or, you know, cast out like that, you know, lifting your eyes in a place that just unseemly. So while you have a chance to still breath in your body, while you have chance to praise God, while you got chance to close your eyes and wake up to see another day, why don't you get it right with God tonight? Why don't you get it right with God tonight? Why don't you just, wherever you at, amen, you can repent right now. You can repent right now. You can tell God, God, I'm sorry. You can tell God, have mercy on me. I'm a sinner. And come into my life, Lord Jesus Christ, and be my Lord and be my Savior. I receive you as the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross and was resurrected on the third day according to the scriptures. Bear witness by the 500, amen, that saw you, amen, according to the book of Corinthians, amen. I believe you that you are the first fruit. You're the begotten of the dead. Amen. I believe that you're the Messiah that was prophesied through the various prophets. You know, I believe that you were the Messiah that was cut off, amen, in the 70 weeks of Daniel. I believe that you're the Messiah that they pierced in his hands, amen. I believe that you came out of Bethlehem, amen, in the book of Micah, amen. I believe, amen, that you were wounded for our transgressions. I believe that you were took all those stripes, amen, save one, amen. I believe, amen, that, you know, that you would bruise the head of the serpent, amen. I believe, amen, in Jesus' name, amen. So you can have salvation tonight, amen, amen. You can just kneel down where you at, amen. And if you got breath in your body, like I said, you still got reasons to get it right, amen, because somebody ain't wake up this morning. Somebody mama ain't wake up this morning. Somebody daddy ain't wake up this morning. Somebody got killed last night. Somebody gonna die in the morning. Somebody gonna die in the next 30 seconds. That's just the way the world goes. But you know what? You got breath in your body. And when we leave this earth, there's a place that there's another existence that we gotta come alive to. Amen. Whether you wanna serve God or not, amen, there's a consequence for every decision that we make, whether you care to take it or don't take it. Amen. The choice is yours. Amen. We're not giving you religion. We're giving you real talk. So believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You and your household be saved. Amen. If you repent right now, amen. If you repent right now, in Jesus' name, amen. We got a few minutes left, amen, on the mantle of God. We got about 20 minutes, I'm seeing, I think about 20 minutes left, amen, till 10:30, amen. You can call us up, the mantle of God, 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, amen, amen, and amen. I also want to give a shout out, amen, to the Marketplace Prophets, with our overseer, amen, is our prophetess Dewan, amen, and Bishop Harold, amen, and also our prophetess Latanya. Also like to give a shout out to the sisters at Beyond the Veil Ministries, amen. Glory be to God who are laboring, amen. Overseer Ava Miles, amen. All the sisters over there, amen. Evangelist Limes, amen. Mother Katie, amen. Shout out to your sisters, amen, who are laboring, amen, for his honor and his glory, amen. In Jesus' name. Also like to give a shout out to Sister Destiny, amen. Awesome young sister striving in the things of God, amen. She's under that awesome ministry of Prophetess Dewan, amen. She always encouraging a lot of saints, amen. I praise God, amen, for people who are steadfast in the things of God, amen. In Jesus' name. I think we got another caller. Amen. Caller, welcome to the mantle of God. Caller, are you there?
That you must realize there's
Okay. Hello, caller, mantle of God. Give your name, please. Okay, I think we lost our caller. Amen, amen. Okay, evangelist, you're still there. Still there with me. Pastor Katisha. Amen. It looks like we're having a little bit of technical. Amen. Looks like we're having a little technical difficulties. Amen. But you know, when you have a program of this magnitude, amen, you know the enemy, he tries to rear his head, amen, but the blood is on the doorpost, amen. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. So, yeah, we was talking about, amen, about repentance and just going forth in the things of God in this season. We talked about
my prayer. Heavenly Daddy, because we're not married, and I'm attracted to your personality and your mind. Those were the reasons that I thought you were so fine. So let's chill, let's not go there.
Yeah, I think we're definitely experiencing some things going on. Engineers, everything all right, sir?
I apologize for that. We got a call on the line, and I'm gonna let him in. But first, I want to ask prayer for daughter Vaughn James and her family. She's been in a terrible accident, and she's trying to recover.
Oh Lord!
So I'm asking for prayer for her this night. She's been in a bad accident. And then we got Evangelist Hampton coming live on the air after that. Anytime you can come first. You want prayer?
Okay, well we're gonna come in unity in prayer. We're gonna deal with first things first. Tragedy for I believe it's Sister Vaughn, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we ask that you dispatch your angels, Lord God, to the scene of the accident or however the injuries have happened, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, that you bind the wounds up, Lord God. Let all bones be in place, Lord God. Let all tissues not be injured, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you send your anointing, Lord God. You see your healing, Lord God. Lord God, we know you're able, Lord God. Even the bleeding, Lord God, let the bleeding stop, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, let no harm come to that family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. But let your will be done, Lord God. Lord God, let greatness be birthed out of this, Lord God. Let a woman of God be born out of this on a higher level, Lord God. Let a man of God be born through the sorrow and the pain on this level, Lord God. Let your will be done, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for all things work together to the good of them who love God, who are called according to his purpose, Lord God. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. And it is so in Jesus' name. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you that it is done in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you, God. And we just like to say our prayers will definitely be with the family of those who are in that accident. Amen. My God, oh my God, my God. Oh, Hale Kundabashata, my God. We're going to press our way through, amen. We're going to definitely press our way through. We're now on the phone with, I believe it's Evangelist Hodges.
Evangelist Hampton?
Yeah, excuse me. Evangelist Hampton, praise God, amen. Part of self. Evangelist, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, all right. And we just thank God for the prayer, for the effectual prayer of a righteous man of being as much. And we definitely pray for that family. And we know that God hears, and he will answer. And I'm calling, I just want to encourage the saints out there, those who are going through trials and tribulation. And I just want to read this Revelation, the second chapter, beginning at the ninth verse, talking about the church to the Samaritan. I know thy works and thy tribulation and thy poverty, but thou art rich. I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogues of Satan. Fear none of these things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison that you may be tried.
and you shall have tribulation 10 days, but be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear with the Spirit, as to say unto the church, he that overcome shall not be hurt by the second death. And I just thank God for that, to just remind the saints that no matter what we are going through, we know that we have the victory that is in Christ Jesus, and to know that God knows and sees what we are going through, and that we can be encouraged to know that, you know, when it's all over, that crown of life is to them that have that relationship and trust in Him. And I just want the believers in Christ just to be encouraged and to know that, you know, I mean, we are riches. In spite of how the world sees us, God said we are rich. And if He said you are rich, you are rich. Just keep that relationship, a healthy relationship in Christ Jesus, and everything will be all right. And I just thank God for the opportunity to be able to just share that with the believers out there. And God bless you and have a blessed evening.
Amen, amen. Amen. We bless God for you, man of God, Evangelist Hodges, amen. And we just like to definitely just keep our prayers with the family, amen. We thank you for calling in. And just be reminded, amen, that Thursday is the Men's Room Fellowship. We just love to extend the invitation for you, amen, to join the broadcast, join the program, amen. Because it's just a blessing when we can have men's come together, amen, and fellowship and in unity of the things of God. So we thank God for you calling on tonight, amen, and sharing that awesome, awesome word concerning the church of Samaria in the book of Revelations.
God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. I know we haven't heard from our sisters in a while, amen. We're now 15 minutes past the 10 o'clock hour, amen. Pastor Katisha, you want to tell the listeners where they can find you at, how they can get in contact with you, and then followed by Evangelist Williams. I know she got a project coming out, a book coming out, amen, and where they can definitely find you at, amen, in Jesus' name. Pastor?
Praise God. I just give God praise. I am Pastor Katisha out of Middle Tennessee, Mercy Tabernacle Church, being planted here. We are also on Blog Talk Radio with Seeds of Harvest on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Mondays and Wednesdays, we're on at 6 a.m., so we're up in the morning. The Bible says to sow your seeds in the morning. You don't know what's going to, you know, take root, this or that. So we sow right. seeds in the morning of encouragement to praise God and worship Him. And so you can find us on blogtalkradio.com / Seeds of Harvest. And also we have a poetry program on Thursdays at 6 a.m. where we are sowing the gift of poetry into lives to encourage, strengthen, and speak to situations. It's really therapeutic for those who write poetry and also for those who listen. We have a young lady on this Thursday that was interviewed, and she is out of Alabama, has an awesome testimony, has written a book, and God is really going to just bless the souls who hear that program. And that is blogtalkradio.com/JesusChildPoetry. So we hope that you hear us there and be blessed, and thank you so much for the opportunity.
Amen, amen. We thank God for you on tonight, Pastor Katisha, amen. Definitely an honor and privilege to have you, amen. Evangelist Williams, amen, woman of God, I know you're working on that book, amen. I'm definitely excited about that, amen, because I've been hearing about it. Had an honor and privilege to hear some of your poetry.
Draw me close.
Hey, I think we got another caller. We have another caller. Okay. Caller, you're on the mantle of God. I think we got another caller. Caller, are you there? Okay. Nobody there but Marvin Winans. Amen. We thank God for the man of God. Amen. Go ahead, Evangelist Williams. Give the listeners your information.
I'm just working on a book. It's called The Cry From Within. It's about my life testimony, how it came to abortions, drug addiction. My spiritual walk from the old man to the new. It's just basically on my testimony. I'm working hard on it. Hopefully it'll be out before the end of the year. You can get in contact with me on Facebook at Evangelist Williams on Facebook, Evangelist Michelle Williams on Facebook. But that's my project. I'm also working on a project called the Glory House. It's for single moms getting on their feet. We supplement their income by allowing them to stay in an apartment for half the rent so that they can raise up their children and get their lives together and get off the street. Amen? So keep that up.
Amen. Amen, amen. And if you definitely want to check me out, amen, you can definitely check out my blog on interpraisement.blogspot.com. That's interpraisement.blogspot.com. interpraisement.blogspot.com. That's ran by also my boss, who's also my internet correspondent, Brother K.L. Belvin of Braven Publishing, amen. He runs that page for me, amen. You can definitely check out everything. We got interviews on there. Interviews, amen. Got, you know, we got the Wordplay 2 book we just did, amen, and been a blessing, amen. So he has a program on Thursdays, amen. I believe it's at 8 o'clock, amen. You can definitely check him out and then swing on over us. Men's room or 9 o'clock, amen. In Jesus' name. Also, if you need music, amen. Amen. I'm also a producer, amen. Also a minister of music production, amen. You definitely could check me out, amen, and just send us a message, amen. I know the brothers and sisters, they got Inner Praise and Media Group. You can send a message there. We do praise and worship, worship and praise. We do songwriting, whatever you need, whatever your budget is, we'll definitely accommodate you. And if you only got $10, you get a $10 track from us, too. We make no discriminations. And I don't say that to be funny, but we're just trying to be a blessing to the body of Christ. But the more you put in, the more you get out of it. That's just with anything in life. So definitely check us out, amen. We do advertisement, promos. I know we did something for GQ Palace, amen. That they and it's gospel, but the secular arena has adopted it, amen, and it's going to bomb off on May 19th on Hot 97 in New York City. So that's just some of the things God is doing, and it's all about taking it from darkness to light, you know, and introducing the light to where it's darkness at. So that's our job in this season, amen. It ain't time to be religious and stuff like that. Folk going to hell. It ain't time to be religious or traditional, amen. And I hope them traditional folks hear me loud and clear, amen. You know, because we often ride past the block on our way to church, and we look at the thugs and be like, well, why are they out there? You know, they need to be in church. Well, why don't you go out there and tell them how to get to the church? You know, so definitely think twice before you ride past the block on your way to church, amen. And just stop out there. That young man might be actually surprised if you jump out there in your suit and be like, hey, why don't you come to church with me? You'd be surprised when you tell me, man, I always see you go to that church, and I always say, man, they don't never stop by the block. He might just go with you to church. Think about that. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. We're coming down now. I believe it's about 7 minutes now in our broadcast. It is the mantle of God. If you have any last-minute prayer requests, amen, you can definitely hit us up, amen. We'll squeeze you in, amen, as we're here, amen. We're here every Monday and Thursday, 9 o'clock. Mantle of God. Thursday is the Men's Room Fellowship, amen. We're going to have an awesome program lined up for this this Thursday. We're going to have Sister Brown on Thursday. Amen. We're going to have her on Thursday, and we have another special guest coming up on Thursday. Amen. To be announced later on. Amen. But we'll definitely have Sister Brown on later on in this week. Amen. Out of Tent, New York. Amen. She's a cancer survivor. Amen. She's a cancer survivor. Amen. So for all of y'all who's battling sickness and diseases, and y'all trusting God for healing, man, you need to come on Thursday, amen, because I got a sister who's going to tell y'all her testimony about cancer and how the Lord God did a mighty move in her life. That's Thursday, 9 o'clock, on the Men's Room Fellowship, amen. Amen. And also, we got another special treat for you, amen, another special treat. So definitely you can call with your prayer requests still. We always do a prayer request, but we also cover the topics too. But we'll definitely stop to minister to the needs of the people in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. It's been another lovely broadcast. Don't you agree, Pastor, Evangelist?
Yes.
Amen, 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 amen. Any last remarks, Pastor and Evangelist? Start with you, Pastor and Evangelist. Any last remarks?
Amen. Just coming from the scripture, Luke 21:36, it says, "Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." And what a good reason to stand and watch and be in prayer, not just for our own personal needs, but for the needs of the saints in the body of Christ. Amen. Go with God and be blessed.
Amen, amen, amen. Evangelist Williams.
Amen. I just praise God for being on the prayer line tonight. I thank God for all the prayers that have gone out. And amen. That's all I have to say. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, amen, saints of God, listen, if you're going through something, amen, give it to the Lord thy God. I mean, I don't care what you're going through. I counsel a lot of sisters, man. I counsel a lot of sisters as well as some brothers. I'm talking about folks who got marriages that's just crazy because they met the wrong person, amen, and fornication became a marriage, and now you don't release some stuff up in your marriage, amen. And even sisters who had their heart broken, and brothers who are just walking around with holes in themselves, and they just trying to fill it with all kind of vices and stuff. Let me tell you something. Until you fill your life with the Son of God, Jesus Christ, you will never experience wholeness until you get Jesus in your life. I'm a living testimony. I bear witness, amen. Many of you may have heard my testimony, amen, and I'll probably share it with you because there's not enough time in the broadcast to get into it. But, amen, I've been everything underneath the sun. So I can talk, amen, and I can help some folks, amen, because I've been there. Anything you want to imagine, I done been that and then some. Amen. But God, you know what I'm saying, preserve me for such a time as this, amen, to give back, amen. I'd like to also shout out to Pastor Hill, my brother in arms, amen, fivefold man of God. May God bless you, Pastor Hill, amen, and definitely to Pastor Shula, amen. We give God praise on tonight. I'd also like to say a special shout-out to, amen, I believe it's Apostle C. Wright and all the saints in Orangeburg, and definitely want to get a shout-out to definitely all of those who are new life, amen, new life in Christ. All the saints scattered abroad, amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. So we're going to pray out, amen, before we get cut off. Before we get cut off, amen. We're going to pray out. Pastor Katisha, you can pray us out.
Praise God. As we're praying, I want to remember a family just nearby city here. A young person was killed on today, and I just pray for that family for peace and yes, and comfort in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I believe it's the Spencer family, as I was told. And Father God, I just pray, God, for this prayer line. I pray for it to grow, God. We will reach, God, across the nation and across internationally, Father, around the world, God, touching people, touching souls in a mighty way, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you right now. You will do exceedingly abundantly, God, in these prayers, God, the prayers of our heart, the desires of our heart, Father, to see your people coming in closer relationship with you, be edified and grow into maturity, God. Father, we praise you right now and to see souls saved, because you don't want anyone to perish, but all to come to repentance. We know that it is your will. Father, we pray for your will. We pray for your anointing to continue to flow through us and in us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. I praise you right now, Father God. I give you the glory and the honor. To you be the praise. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father God. I praise you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
This is Interpraisement Media Group. Amen. Make sure you like us on Facebook. Amen. Now, the brothers and sisters got the page on lock over there. Amen. Interpraisement Media Group. Check us out if you need those instrumentals or those tracks. Amen. We'll be happy to assist you. Amen. On behalf of Pastor Hill, Nathan on the spot. Amen. The mantle of God. Evangelist Williams, Pastor Catrice. Amen. Myself, Minister Brown. We leave you, amen, but we're always with you in spirit, amen. Remember, make your calling and your election sure. God bless you. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name.
Because I see.